America is facing a retirement crisis, with up to half of the population seeing the dream of a secure retirement slip further away. No place is that more true than in the restaurant industry. Mary Gatta is an associate professor of sociology at the City University of New York. In her new book, Waiting on Retirement, Aging, and Economic Insecurity in Low-Wage Work, she takes a closer look at the struggles in the workplace and fears of low-wage workers in the industry who are middle-aged, aging, and past retirement age. She joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thanks very much for talking to us today. So do restaurant workers in general have decent retirement packages?
So thank you for having me. One thing we know with the restaurant industry, and this is true also of other low-wage industries throughout retail, hospitality, healthcare, is that, you know, there's a portion of restaurant workers, there's a tiny portion that do make good living wages and are able to have some type of retirement, but 80% of restaurant workers do not. They typically have no retirement savings programs from their employers. They're often working on tipped wages, which means that their income fluctuates. So it's even hard to, even if they could save, it's hard to know how to save. They often don't have other benefits, such as health care, which means that a lot of their money, any money that they potentially could save, often has to go into daily life expenses. So the retirement crisis for restaurant workers and other low-wage workers, can be very, very severe.
And so what is the end result? I mean, do they end up staying on the job?
So there are a couple end results. So I did interviews with restaurant workers throughout the country, workers in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s and above. So ideally, that's what ends up happening. They kind of work as long as they can. But the restaurant industry is a very physical industry. So as your body may not physically be able to continue to do that work in your 60s and 70s and 80s. So that's one solution, right? Work as long as you can. But one of my chapters is actually called Retiring into a Coffin, which was a quote from one of the workers, that's sort of their retirement plan. So that's not a viable opportunity in order to talk about economic security.
So there have been, you know, a variety of movements aimed at helping the restaurant industry workers live a decent life. Anything being done in this as far as retirement goes?
Yeah, so there are a couple things that I talk about in my book. One is often restaurant workers are working for a sub-minimum or tipped minimum wage, which means that it's below the minimum, and they're dependent on tips. So that is just economically precarious. So one solution is one fair wage, where there is a one minimum wage that is more of a guaranteed income coming in. So that's something that's really important to talk about. We also need to talk about improving the quality of restaurant work and other low-wage work. So there's some restaurants to look toward that do that, restaurants that pay fair wages, restaurants that provide, and this is, you know, nationally, throughout paid sick days or paid family leave. Another challenge is when restaurant workers don't have those benefits, they have to take time out of the labor market. That's less income coming in. So talking about these more robust plans, and then also talking about different state-level retirement savings programs. So what retirement income they have is often Social Security income, which typically is not that high and is certainly not enough to be economically secure, which means to be able to pay for your housing, your health care, your food when you can no longer work. So we really need to make a commitment to improving restaurant work, and because that's a job that can't be outsourced, right? You need your bartender or your waitress to be in the restaurant with you. So these jobs aren't being outsourced or offshored. So they're here to stay, and more workers are spending their careers in them. So it's important to ensure that they have economic security while they work and then as they retire.
Thanks very much for talking to us. We appreciate it. That is Mary Gatta. She's an associate professor of sociology at the City University of New York.